This is an interesting question of what is our worth. It really is. Let me ask you, if you have a cup, okay, and that cup sits in your cupboard, what is the value of that cup? You see, that's the question, is it? What is the? It may have value, but it may not have any value. Now, the condition of the cup doesn't necessarily determine its value. Okay, it may have a deep crack in it. Like, how many people, for example, have a favorite cup? Right, they always drink their coffee or their tea or whatever from this one favorite cup. Now, let's say that that person was your mom or your dad, and they always had this favorite cup. And then they go home to be with the Lord, but the cup is now in your possession. Does that cup have value? Well, yes and no. Yes, it does. To you, it has profound value, perhaps because you know it brings back the thought and a connection to someone. Now, let's say it's your cup, and there's a cup in the cupboard. Does it have value? Well, yes and no. Okay, that kind of depends on the value for that cup. Now, you went out and purchased that cup. Somehow you obtained that cup, and most of the cups that I have in my house, we obtained on purpose. Right? So, you know, we went out and we saw something intrinsically valuable in this cup, and we purchased this, and this is how God is with us. He saw something intrinsically valuable in us. He made us. We were created with a plan and a purpose. We were created in His image. We were created for His good pleasure. He made us. He redeemed us because He loves us. But that alone is only one value, one level of value. It's an intrinsic level of value. But there are other value levels also in the believer's life. Now, let's say that I have a cup that I saw and I liked it, and it is like, I gotta have this cup. And so I bought it. But now it sits in the back of my cupboard and it's never touched. Does it have value? Well, yes and no. It has the value that I paid for it. So intrinsically, it still has a value because I paid for it and it cost me something. But if the cup never fulfills its purpose, does it have value? Well, intrinsically, yes. Practically, no. Practically, it's a valueless cup because it's not fulfilling its purpose. And in some regards, it's like that with the believer. We have profound intrinsic value to God. And this is why He shed His blood for us. But how valuable is my life? How much of an impact does my life make in the kingdom? Not on the earth per se, but in the kingdom, because often the great impact of the kingdom is never revealed on the earth. But how much value does my life really have in reality, in the kingdom, in reality? Well, there is profound intrinsic value because the blood was shed for me. But really, I'm nothing more than that cup. I'm made of the same things. So the value that my life takes on is the value in practical sense, in a practical kingdom sense. The value of my life is the measure in which I live in my purpose. Now, that is entirely dependent on the measure to which I'm willing to have faith responses toward God. And as long as I'm willing to have faith responses toward God, there is value in a practical kingdom sense in my life because I am living in the purpose for which I was designed. Intrinsically, I always have profound value, the value of the blood. But I don't have to live in a life that has value if I choose. Or on the other hand, if I choose, I can live in a life that has profound value. And the difference is, how do I respond? respond to God? How do I respond to the Word of God? How is God revealed in my life? What am I responding to? Sometimes as a believer, I can respond to things that are completely valueless. Those are the things of the flesh, the things of the world, or the things of the enemy. And those have absolutely no value. Those are utter and complete loss. They are a passage of time and nothing more. And that in and of itself is a profound loss, because I have only so many days. And David said to God, teach me to number these days so that I may apply my heart unto wisdom. And so if I have value in my life, it is because I am applying my heart unto wisdom during those days that I have, responding even in the minutiae of details to God. Now you may say to yourself, what difference does it make to God which store I go to, or which color I paint my wall? But that's not what I'm talking about. Responding in the minutiae to God, in the detail of my life to God, simply means that I'm fellowshipping with Him. I live in a God awareness. I practice the presence of God in a moment by moment basis. And as I'm practicing this presence of God on a moment by moment basis, I'm entirely available for Him to turn me this way or that way. And that gives me profound value in the practical details of my life. This is how you go to the store to pick up some milk and have it be an eternal event. On the other hand, I can kind of be bebopping around and just kind of living my life and basically living in the sandbox. And I cannot, you know, I can not live in the presence of God. I cannot live in the awareness of His immediate presence, which, by the way, is there whether I'm aware of it or not. And so when that takes place, I have eternal loss, because I wasn't connected to the kingdom at the time. It was just passage of moments, and those moments are gone. But nothing was gained in them. And I'm not talking about gain like applying yourself and make, okay, I'm going to use these moments to make money. That may or may not be gain. It depends if you're responding to God in the process. But otherwise, it's just this passage of moments. And the amazing thing is, my life will reveal what value it possesses. If I'm living in the flesh, I'm losing time. If I'm living in a lust pattern, I'm losing time. If I'm living in natural reasoning, apart from faith, I'm losing time. If I'm living in response to worldliness and worldly thinking, I'm losing time. And if I'm living in response to projections from the enemy, I'm losing time. But on the other hand, if I'm living as a Spirit-filled believer, as I'm sweeping the floor or putting whatever, fixing my car or whatever the detail happens to be, and I'm living as a Spirit-filled believer, practicing the presence of God in the details of my life, I'm losing nothing. As a matter of fact, I'm gaining eternal rewards. The angels are looking in onto my life, wondering how is it that grace can be manifested in a trip to the store? How is it that grace, that the life of God can be manifested as you're making dinner? How is it that the life of God is being, and angels are looking unto us, into our lives, to learn of these things of grace? These things are actually written in the book of remembrance, because they glorified God in the process. Don't think that the details don't make a difference. They most certainly they do. Your details make up your life. Don't think that the way you think makes no difference, because it certainly does. It trains your brain. It trains your responses. Don't think that those little things that people say, yeah, who cares? You know, no, they do actually make a difference. Because they're establishing patterns in your life. This is where you get trained. You don't get trained, I mean, to some measure, yes, in some level you get trained in Bible college, they teach you the Word of God and all this stuff, yes. But only in as much as you apply in your thinking that which you have learned. But if you don't apply it in your thinking, you've wasted your time. And those were nothing more than moments passing by, although in a religious setting. So what value does your life have? Some people, they have profound value in their life. Some people are like, God is their focus. They are single-eyed toward God. He is their purpose. He is everything in their life. And even in the details of their lives, they are glorifying God. And they have this single-eyed vision, and they're doing their job, or they're in their class, and they have this single-eyed vision, and their heart is entirely turned over to God in those details. Those people, they might be doing nothing more than driving their car. But because they are practicing the presence of God, in other words, they are God-oriented, they are aware of His presence, that those seemingly mundane moments have eternal value. But likewise, you can be doing the exact same things and have them be completely without value. A lot of you are in Bible college. Let me tell you something about Bible college. The value of Bible college is not what it does for your head. It's what it does in your heart. Any monkey can open up a book. But does it transform your heart? Does it change who you are? That's the value of Bible college. Now, when I was in Bible college, I got 2 degrees and a certificate. So don't get me wrong, I'm all for Bible college. 100% want everybody possible to go to Bible college. But I'm not ignorant of the value of it though. It's like going to Bible college alone doesn't do anything if you don't store and mix faith and receive the Word of God that's being imparted to you. But if you do, then it profits you. Then it has value. Then it's eternal. You can't tell who's doing what, except sometimes it shows up. People don't even realize when it's showing up, but sometimes it shows up. Both ways. Sometimes somebody will say, amen, it's like, wow, that was from the Holy Spirit. They have no idea. They're just sharing their heart. Wow, that was from the Holy Spirit. Or sometimes you see, wow, that person's living in the flesh. And it shows up. And so we have to guard our hearts so that the value is not robbed from us. Because it's in that value that we have eternal value. In other words, it's in those responses to the things of God, in that living by faith and not by sight. By the way, how people make mistakes is sight. That's how people make mistakes. Faith responses don't bring a person to mistakes. Okay? Sight brings a person to mistakes because it causes us to evaluate apart from the mind of God. But faith responses lead to no mistakes. Because that's where I'm available to be led by God, to have my steps ordered. Those are the things that are of value. Right? Hebrews 11:6. Without faith it's impossible to please Him. Okay, those are the things that have value. And so, I don't want to be the cup that was purchased but sits in the back of the cupboard. Personally, I want to be the cup that was purchased that's fulfilling its purpose. Now, in order to fulfill that purpose, you have to be led by God. And if you want to fulfill that purpose your entire life, you have to be led by God moment by moment. How do you get led by God at moment by moment? By being available to be so. That is how a person is led by God. They are available to be so. Sometimes we can say to ourselves, I'm led by you, God, except for this part of my life. Don't you touch it. You know what God's going to go for? That part that's keeping you from Him. You know what that is? It's like nailing your foot to the floor and said, okay, I'm ready for the race. Well, you're not going to get very far, ready or not. But that's how it works in our lives. That's where value comes from. Amen.